The following program is paid for by the Neal Financial Group
and does not reflect the view of KWHI or its advertisers. The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. You should consult a financial professional when considering making investments in the financial markets. Financial markets may involve risks. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Nothing said on this show is intended to or should be considered an offer or solicitation to buy or sell any security. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Should you have more questions, please visit the website at nealfinancial.com or call their Brenham office at 979-836-2903.
Welcome to the Money Makeover Show. The Money Makeover team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Certified financial planner Doug Neal, chartered financial consultant Jamie Keys, certified financial planner Tony Nafar, and your team of CPAs, attorneys, real estate, and financial pros. Now, here's your Money Makeover team.
Good morning. Welcome to the Money Makeover Show, the place where we help you make better, smarter financial decisions. I'm certified financial planner professional Tony Nafar, joined in the studio this morning by two of my esteemed colleagues, Doug Neal, also a certified financial planner, Jamie Keys, chartered financial consultant, and of course, the fabulous Craig Montana running the studio for us. He's taking a bow over here. You can't see that, but that is what he's doing. Let's take a look this morning, guys, at some really good nuts and bolts information, everything from several ways to get your financial house in order, especially as we're heading into a new year pretty soon.
Yeah, you start thinking about family this time of year, and so it's a good time to, as you're thinking about your family, what are some things to look out for in your financial life?
Mm-hmm.
Some things you maybe want to address.
Well, and do it ahead of time.
Correct.
Get a game plan, right? That's really 90% of almost everything. Also, we have Jamie helping us figure out four situations in which annuity products may make sense. We were going to try and squeeze this in on the last program on Wednesday, and we decided to save it for this morning.
Yeah,
so
that's
y'all
a pretty important topic.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of
yeah, we barely got started, and there's so much misinformation out there about annuities, and there's a lot of advertising that goes on that I think is very, very misleading. And the article kind of touches on that a little bit, so I think it's really good.
So we'll talk about some of the ins and outs of what have become, really, I think those are products that become more controversial because there's so much news on both sides, you know, either really negative or, wow, it's the greatest thing ever. Well, what does it mean really, and how do you make a decision for yourself?
It's hitting so close to home now because the baby boomers are in that age where, mm-hmm. hey, we need to kind of live off some of these assets.
Yeah. So is it possible to do and under what circumstances might they be appropriate for some people? So we'll talk about that. And on the other end of the spectrum, for those who are younger, top colleges, latest research, top colleges in the U.S. for the best return on investment, and they're not going to be some of them what you think.
Yes, that's right.
They are not. So you really need to hear about that, especially if you are thinking about going back to school yourself, or you've got people who are just starting out or looking down the road, especially currently, to bringing their educational resources online to pay some big bills for these things. Where do you get the most bang for your buck? Yeah, it's interesting. So that plus, of course, taking a look at all the morning's news and information about investing and getting ahead and staying there. That's what we do as financial planners. So we're going to come back with this material and much more. So stay with us. If you've got a question right this minute and really need an answer, don't want to wait around, terrific. We'll put our thinking caps on for you right this minute on our private line just for you. 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. This is the Money Makeover Show from Neal Financial Group. All of the
Are your tires wearing out sooner than they should? Maybe you need a wheel alignment. For the best auto shop in Brenham, go to BK Auto Repair on Highway 105 in Brenham. They're up on the latest innovations, like the Hunter Hawkeye Elite Machine that links your vehicle's onboard computer system for precision alignment. Plus, BK Auto Repair offers all types of maintenance, major and minor repairs, and major brand tires. BK Auto Repair, 2 miles east on Highway 105 in Brenham, with over 39 years of experience and the newest technology in Brenham.
When you're sick, you don't want to wait in a long line for your prescription. You just want your medicine so you can start feeling better. That's why since 1953, folks have been having their prescriptions filled at 303 North Park Street in Brenham. From its beginnings as Roy Wheezy Pharmacy to its current name, Kenjura Pharmacy, there's always been a friendly, familiar face behind the counter to take care of you. No long lines, no hassles for 7 decades. Now that's consistency you can trust. That's Kenjura Pharmacy at 303 North Park Street in downtown Brenham.
American Overhead Door Company. American Overhead Door Company, the true American Overhead Door Company, Brenham's original overhead door company since 1975. American Overhead Door Company, 6 miles north of Brenham on Highway 36. American Overhead Door Company, 979-836-4442. Remember, if it's not American, then it's not American Overhead Door Company. And go visit their showroom for your American flag.
It's Brenham Cub playoff football on KWHI. It's on to the area round of the Region 4 5A Division II playoffs after the Cubs defeated Medina Valley Friday night and Alice defeated Mercedes. So it's the Cubs and the Alice Coyotes as they're set to do battle Friday night at 7:30 at Comalander Stadium in San Antonio. Join us for all the action. 7 o'clock pregame on AM 1280 KWHI, FM 101.7 and KWHI. HI.com.
Tune in Tuesdays at 9 a.m. for Community Corner on KWHI, AM 1280 and FM 101.7. Community Corner is a program to keep you informed about happenings in Washington County. Tuesday, November 19th, Craig will be speaking with Randy Wells of Faith Mission about the Cannery Kitchen Thanksgiving meal. If you have an event that you are planning and would like to share the information with the public, contact Holly at 979-836-3655. Community Corner, Tuesdays at 9 a.m. on Friendly Country KWHI.
If you see a police officer, fire truck, EMS, TxDOT, or a tow truck driver with their lights on the side of the road, remember, you must move over or slow down. This is Sergeant Stephen Woodard with the Texas Department of Public Safety reminding you, if you do not vacate the lane closest to the public servant or slow down 20 miles per hour below the speed limit, you can incur a fine of at least $200. The move over law is in effect for your safety and others that serve you in the state of Texas. Remember, move over or slow down. It's the law.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Welcome back to the Money Makeover Show with three of the members of the Money Makeover team from Neil Financial Group. Tony Navarre, your hostess this morning, certified financial planner. Also Doug Neal, CFP as well, and Jamie Keyes, chartered financial consultant. And guys, I'm just looking at my iPhone with the rundown of the markets at this particular moment, and they're just kind of flat.
Yeah, it looks kind of flat.
Yeah.
Couple up, couple down.
You know, but you know, you read the headline things, and stocks are slipping from record highs amid new renewed pessimism about U.S.-China trade. And so, you know, things are kind of slipping around and various things, as you might expect. But it's always something. It's always something. And you think, wow, my stuff looks great. You pull your portfolio up online. You're like, yeah, look at that. Yeah. And or my 401k looks awesome and all this. And then you get this sort of stuff going on. And every single day, there's something that's eating away at the underpinnings of investments sometimes. And other times it looks great. So what do you do? I mean, you're up and down. That's the nature of it, isn't it, Jamie? And there are things that you may not want to have going up and down and up and down and up and down to where, especially as you're getting to where you're going to need that money in retirement, you're going to be worrying about it.
Well, I find it really interesting that we generally the markets are controlled by the extremes. You know, we talk about the fact that you shouldn't make investing decisions based on emotion. Mm-hmm. But yet when it comes to emotion, emotion drives the market.
Yeah, that's
right. And then on the other extreme, you have those who will throw all the charts and graphs and projections and historical data and all of that stuff. And you look at it and you get really confused. But those things seem to drive the market sometimes also, instead of just looking, you know, is a particular investment a good buy or not?
Mm-hmm.
Does it fit my portfolio? Does it do what I want it to do?
Yeah, what are the criteria that I have for making this investment or selling it?
Yeah, so for you as an individual, those are the kind of questions you need to be asking.
Mm-hmm. So how can you get a little bit more even keel under your investment platform without just simply going to cash? I mean, it doesn't hurt to have cash. Everyone should have some, right? But if you're only making 1%, 2% at the most, especially with these lower rate environment mm-hmm. that we're in now, is that going to get you across the finish line and be sure that you have enough money to live on? Probably not. So there are alternatives, and among those alternatives are the much maligned annuity. And there are different kinds of them. They do different things. They function different ways. And it's tough to get through them. They are complex many times. So, Jamie, let's talk about really situations in which those types of investments, which are not right for everyone, but in some situations, they could make sense.
Well, we got started on this a little bit on Wednesday. I told you that I found a really good article written by John Olson and Michael Kitsis. John Olson is a longtime financial advisor, been around a long, long time, does a lot of writing. I really respect anything that I read. You know, if I see something from John Olson, I want to take a look at it. That doesn't mean I always agree with him.
No.
But he's very, very good at what he does. And then Michael Kitsis, I said, is one of the presenters at the American College. He's a financial advisor, really, really sharp guy, younger than us, but he's still sharp.
And, as we are, too, by the way. Yes.
And so, you know, when you have two of them writing an article, it got my attention, especially with the fact that it has to do with annuities. You know, and they start off with the question that they always get asked is, do you like annuities? And their response to that I thought was really good. They said they don't like or dislike annuities. They're just another financial tool.
Mm-hmm.
And so the next question they get asked when they respond that way is, well, in what planning situations does an annuity make good sense, and when does it not make good sense? And that sounds like a really good core question.
Yeah, you find out some real examples.
And when somebody asks us something like that on the radio, what do we normally respond? We say, well, it depends.
Yeah.
It depends on the specific facts and circumstances of each individual case. And so that seems like a reasonable answer, but they said that's not their answer either. Their answer is that you can't answer that question because you don't know what definition of annuity is being used when the question is being asked.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are a lot of different forms of annuities. And as you had said, Tony, some of them are pretty complex, have lots of moving parts. There are others that of them that are very, very simple. And so it just depends on what you're talking about. In basic forms, the two generic types would be either an immediate annuity or a deferred annuity. Which one are you talking about? Immediate annuities are designed to take a specific sum of money and generate an income for a specified period of time. That's an immediate annuity. Whereas a deferred annuity is meant as an accumulation vehicle. So it's entirely opposite of an immediate annuity.
So you're not getting a payment right away.
That's correct. And you may never get a payment from a deferred annuity. You may keep that all of your life and keep accumulating inside of a deferred annuity. And then when you pass away, your beneficiaries are going to get the proceeds of the deferred annuity. And if you do that, it never did create any income. And then there are variations of deferred annuities that are different in that fit different situations. And so, you know, one of their main points is generalizations are always hazardous and especially unproductive when used with annuities. I think that's a really important sentence because you have, I know that there's one firm that advertises on the TV that does a generalization about annuities. And I think it's just very, very unproductive and very misleading. And so when you see generalizations like that, you have to take them with a grain of salt. So the article goes on to talk about four specific situations that you can use where annuities might fit. Where the goal is immediate income, what are you going to do? You're going to get an immediate annuity because immediate income, immediate annuity, those two words are the same, immediate. And so if the goal is immediate income, what you want to do is take a look at, is there a way to generate income for the time period that I'm looking for? Sometimes you're just looking to generate income for 5 or 10 years. There are immediate annuities that do that.
So do they pay you an interest rate on your money while it's sitting there and the proceeds from whatever income the insurance company or firm that's sponsoring the annuity, would that bump your payments up beyond what they would normally be if you just had a savings account somewhere?
Well, the way that the median annuity payout is determined is length of time and whatever interest rate the insurance company can earn on the money that you give them.
Yeah, so you can shop around for those.
You do shop around.
Done that quite a bit, a few times, just getting, because different companies get better rates. And so you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when you ask for an immediate annuity quote, like if somebody asks us to see, well, who has the best immediate annuity? Well, the quote is good for 7 days.
Yeah, that's it.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
And so usually if you're shopping for an immediate annuity, you want to go out to several different companies at the same time and see who's going to offer you the best rate for to meet the parameters that you've given them.
Yeah, there's two ways to do that, too. You can say, I want $3,000 a month. How much money do I have to give you to give me that $3,000 a month? Or the other way could be, hey, I have $100,000. How much a month will you give me? And that's each of them are shopping interest rates on that.
Yeah, and generally speaking, an immediate annuity does not provide a death benefit. To get the highest payout, if you're trying to get the highest payout of immediate income, the immediate annuity will not provide a death benefit. And so if you get a lifetime payout, when you pass away, that's the end of it. Now, there are some immediate annuities that will offer a partial refund of money in the form of a death benefit. But if you do that, what do you do to the income?
It's reduced.
It's reduced because you want some money to be left if you die before the time period. And so if the objective is to create as much income as possible, you're not going to have a death benefit in an immediate annuity.
So it does have a drawback right there for some people.
That's right.
Yeah. If you want to leave something to someone else after you're gone, this may not be the best vehicle for that.
Yeah. And you refer to it a lot of times, Doug, as your own pension.
Yep.
And it functions just like a pension. If you have a pension at work, generally there's no death benefit. Now, you can have a death benefit when you make the election. We always talk about the fact when you make your pension election, once you make the election, you can't change it because at that point, basically, it's an immediate annuity.
Mm-hmm.
And if you get the highest payout, 100% money coming to you for your lifetime, when you pass away with your pension, there's no death benefit. An immediate annuity functions exactly the same way. And so it's a little disingenuous, I think, to say that an immediate annuity is a bad thing because it doesn't provide a death benefit, but pensions are great.
Yeah, same thing.
Yeah. But again, some of these immediate annuities, pensions are like that. You can choose to have some sort of benefit go to your heir or your beneficiary beside you, right, on that pension when you die, but you're going to take a reduced payout monthly in exchange for that.
Just Jamie, like an immediate annuity.
Yeah, Jamie said for a certain time period.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it could be lifetime. It could be as long as you and your spouse both live, but that mm-hmm. reduces it.
Sure.
Or it could be
10 years
right. guaranteed, or just 10 years total. At the end of 10 years, money stops.
Yeah.
But we've seen that happen a lot in businesses where we want to pay off the loan, make sure that the thing gets paid off. So here's the money. We got the money coming in to pay the loan. And at the end of 10 years, we're good.
Mm-hmm.
So there's lots of uses.
So that's, and many times I think people don't really know much about annuities, but they do know about that one.
Yeah, and
that seems to be the one that people know the most about.
Yeah, and where it gets confusing is their objective is deferred accumulation, and then they said, well, I've heard that an annuity is bad and because there's no death benefit. Well, they're talking about an immediate annuity, mm-hmm. not a deferred annuity, so it gets confusing in that regard. The second thing they talked about is where the goal is income in the future. You don't need immediate income. There are times when an annuity may be appropriate for that. One of the things that you can do if income in the future is the objective is just save money now for the with the objective of purchasing an immediate annuity in the future.
Mm-hmm. Or, and most all companies that have deferred annuities will let you turn it into an immediate annuity.
Yeah.
And, well, that's the other option. They said you can purchase a deferred annuity now and... a lot of deferred annuities now have riders that provide a lifetime income, or you can annuitize the contract for a lifetime income. So one of the things you could do if you want income in the future is purchase a deferred annuity now with the objective at some point of using it to create immediate income when that time comes. Or you can purchase what are called longevity annuities. What you do with those is... you give the insurance company some money now with the objective that in 10 years they're going to turn on an income stream to you. That's one of the last ones that I became aware of. I think they're really good. I don't see them used a lot. I think mm-hmm. they're underutilized, but you can do those. And you can. The third thing you can do with that is you can ladder those. Or you could have one where it starts an income stream in 5 years for a five-year period, and then you had at the same time had purchased one that was supposed to start in 10 years, another one that's supposed to start in 20 years. So you can ladder them. Everybody understands laddering CDs.
Mm-hmm.
Not many people understand laddering longevity annuities, but that's one thing that you could do. And in certain situations, that's an annuity that can might make sense.
Yeah, and in that strategy, that's more of a... I got to be watching my words here. Sure, more secure way to have income in the future.
Well, and that it brings up a point. Who is backing this promise to pay that money out in 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, whatever it is on that annuity?
Almost all annuity all annuities are offered by insurance companies. And so... the annuities are only as good as the insurance company that you put your money with. And so that's one of the things you need to evaluate if you're going to purchase an annuity is how strong is the insurance company and how what do you think is their ability to pay those promises that they've given to you in that annuity contract. To pay you either now or in the future.
So it's kind of like buying life insurance, too, isn't it? You've got to say, okay, I'm going to give XYZ company my premiums in exchange for them paying off to someone when I die in the future.
Well, it's a little
bit. So it's a rating of that company, and are they up to the financial ability to pay if I die, or in this case, if you live, are they going to pay and on the annuity basis?
Yeah, it's a little bit like buying bonds.
Mm-hmm.
If you buy a bond from a company that's lower rated, they have to offer you a higher interest rate. And so the lower rated insurance companies, in order to attract your business, guess what they do? The same thing.
Mm-hmm.
They offer you a better rate. And so you have to evaluate that as to whether or not you feel that's appropriate for you and your portfolio and your life.
Also, just the other point that people forget, you don't have to put all your money into one annuity.
Well, and let's talk about, you know, when are these things more appropriate? Because there are some times where you really don't want to consider one of these. Mm-hmm. And we want to talk about that, too. So when we come back from this break, we'll dive into this a little bit deeper because these things are promoted so heavily, and you probably have at one time or another thought about, well, how do these things work? And some of them are complex, but there is kind of a bottom line, and that is it appropriate for you? So let's talk about the ins and outs of some of this as we continue going through this particular topic this morning. In the meantime, if you have a question, whether it's about annuities or extended terms on some pension that you're looking at or something like that, be happy to answer that and lend our expertise to you. You want to call us now and get that question answered, that's fine. Let me give you our private line during the program right now, and that's 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. This is the Money Makeover Show from Neil Financial Group.
Stop by Brenham's new beauty hotspot, Renee's Makeup Artistry, where they have all your favorite makeup brands for sale and cosmetic services at fabulous prices. As Brenham's premier location for the finest products and most luxurious services, there's no need to travel all the way to College Station or beyond to get your cosmetics fixed. Renee's Makeup Artistry is located in the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center and is open from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Tuesday through Sunday. They're also always willing to extend their business hours to serve you.
Chapel Hill Bakery and Deli can help with the holiday baking during this busy season. All their pies are made from scratch, from the filling for their meringue pies to the whole fruit in their apple, peach, and cherry pies. Plus, they also make their own pie crust and meringue. They also have pecan, pumpkin, buttermilk, and sweet potato pies. Place your special orders by calling 979-836-9010. That's 979-836-9010. Or stop in and check out their bakery case. Chapel Hill Bakery and Deli for all your holiday baking.
Two Creek Feed and Farm offers the best selections in feed around. Whether it's their bulk, standard, or custom feed formulas, they have the highest quality you can find with their great service as always. Two Creek Feed and Farm is now offering Live and Good products. Plus, they have all-around horse nuggets and cube, which are formulated to reduce the need for hay, and Sullivan Show supplies. Stop in today, Two Creek Feed and Farm, formerly Ludeman Feed, 5 miles west of Brenham on Old Mill Creek Road. To be the best, feed the best.
KWHI is where the news comes first. I'm Josh Bloschke, news director for KWHI, and we are committed to bringing you the best news coverage. If news happens in Brenham, Washington County, or the surrounding counties, KWHI will be there bringing you the latest information. With local headlines at the top of every hour following ABC News and three major newscasts every day at 7:30, noon, and 5, you'll always stay up to date on the latest news. That's right here on KWHI, AM 1280 and FM 101.7, where the news comes first.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Texas Army National Guard. Aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
I'm probably okay to have one more drink before I drive home. I'm probably okay. I open the window to stay alert.
Probably okay. I just popped some gum in my mouth.
Step out of the car, please.
I probably made a mistake.
Probably okay isn't okay when it comes to drinking and driving. If you see a warning sign, stop and call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
If you remember this song while you're riding around in the car in high school, you need to keep listening. Because you might need these annuities.
What if I was listening to this song this morning?
Well, and these types of fascinating issues come up here on our program, The Money Makeover Show, which you're listening to right now. By the way, I'm Tony Navarre. Doug Neal is here in the studio with me. We're both certified financial planner professionals, and Jamie Keyes, chartered financial consultant. And we've been helping folks just like you for 20 plus years.
I think longer than that.
Well, okay. Some of you are.
You started young, Tony.
Yeah,
right?
I did. I was just a baby, practically. But we've pretty much been through it all, seen it all. We've seen various types of products come along. Most of the time, they have improved over time. Mm-hmm. And so we try to bring these different points out for you so you get a better understanding and you can make better decisions with your money and what you need it to do for you. Because money is a tool. Money is a tool. What was it? somebody's phone has an interesting little thing. Not one of ours, by the way. But if you have questions about things, you can always give us a call at the office. Let me give you the office phone number, and you can call us and say, hey, I heard what you said about this the other day. We have people who call us 3 months after we've brought up a certain topic. Mm-hmm. And they say, you know, I meant to call you. Well, good. You're calling us now, right? So here's a number to do that. And we'll answer your questions, or if you want to come in for the free review, maybe you're wrestling with some issues right now, financial things. A lot of you out there I know, I talk to fairly frequently, who are dealing with an elderly parent. What do we do with mom or dad? How do we help them? What do we do about ourselves? Folks who are actually looking at making a big change in their lives and moving to a different situation, or you got kids who are getting ready to go to college, all kinds of, it doesn't matter what it is. Maybe you've got a business and you're going to be selling that. Well, how do you structure something like that? So pre-review, even if it's just taking a look at your 401k and maybe helping you understand better what some of your investment choices might be for you at whatever point in your life you are, here's our number to do that. Come in, sit down, free review, and it is very, very important to do. In fact, it could be priceless in more ways than one. And here's the number, 979-836-2903. 979-836-2903.
I'm reminded of the funny story that Doug, I think it's funny, that Doug told about the client who was a regular listener to the show, and we were talking about something one week, and that particular individual said, well, I don't think that'll ever apply to me. A week later, he called and said, I need to come in. what you were talking about last week suddenly applies to me.
Yeah, and you don't know because, hey, life goes on.
That's right.
Things change.
Yep.
And, you know, the changeability of the investment world and market variations and gyrations have more and more people, as they're getting closer to needing that money, looking at different ways to maybe put the brakes on some of the volatility, maybe make it earn more than they can get at the bank, whatever it may be. And there are some products out there, and we've been talking this morning about annuities, and specifically Jamie's looking at the findings of a couple of guys who are pretty good authorities on annuities, and what they say are four different circumstances in which these types of products, and their various types of annuities, but annuities might make sense in the following circumstances. So we're still zeroing in on what those are, Jamie.
Yeah, the third thing that they talked about was where the income amount must be as high as possible, and here's the key phrase, on a guaranteed basis. Because with an immediate annuity, you can get a guaranteed amount of money for a specified period of time. We've talked about that earlier in the show today, and annuities are about the only place where you can do that. With an immediate annuity, get a guaranteed income and get it as high as possible. Now, are there other places you can go to get income? Absolutely. And they talk about the fact that income based on a portfolio-based income stream could possibly be higher, but the fact is that it's not guaranteed, because the income is going to vary based upon returns or dividends or interest or whatever it happens to be in the portfolio that's generating the income. Whereas with an immediate annuity, you're doing it because you want that guaranteed portion. We've talked about the fact that in the past, sometimes in retirement, what you want to do is you want to have a guaranteed income stream to cover the bills that you know you're going to have. And so those aren't going to change a whole lot. Those are bills that you're going to be facing regularly. And if you can have a guaranteed income stream to take care of those, that gives you the opportunity to do some other things with the rest of your portfolio.
See, an example like that is you might be getting your Social Security benefit, but that's not enough to cover your taxes and utilities and car insurance and stuff like that. So, hey, if I can get another $1,500 a month guaranteed, I got all my bills taken care of, and now I can, that protects the rest of my investments.
Right.
Because I don't have to have an income from
Let me stop you just for a moment. Is this income stream taxable?
With an immediate annuity, if you give them non-qualified money, in other words, the money doesn't come from a qualified plan,
like an IRA
or a 401k,
right.
Where the money's never been taxed, if you give them money that's non-qualified, when you get an immediate annuity, the income that's generated, a portion of it is considered to be a return of principal. And so only a portion of the income is going to be taxable. It's interesting. I talked to somebody about this a couple of weeks ago, and they weren't aware that you could do that.
Mm-hmm.
And so they were going to get a guaranteed income stream. They were looking at it, and about 70% of the income that was going to be generated was going to be non-taxable.
Yeah, and that's usually, there are only a few products out there that I think you have to be very selective and know exactly what types of things are out there. And if you have an advisor who knows their way around these types of things, you can actually shield a lot of that income stream from being taxable, as opposed to an income stream from another type of source that might always be taxable
on
that income that comes off.
If the thought comes that, well, is that going to stay on in place to be able to do that? Back in 1913, the 16th Amendment to the United States Constitution allowed Congress to level taxes on income. The exclusion was made for life insurance and annuities.
Right.
So it's been around for quite a long time. Mm-hmm. The 16th Amendment of the Constitution says annuities and life insurance will not be taxed.
And the reason that was done is life insurance and annuity income generally are considered to be good for the society. And the other thing that Congress looked at was the fact that society is getting money from other sources than from the government, that helps the government decrease the amount of expenses that they have to dish out to take care of us.
Oh.
And so that's part of the rationale behind it.
Okay.
And that's not the first. They did that with long-term care now, too.
Right.
If you pay your long-term care premiums, you can get tax-free, tax-deductible benefits for that for the same reason. Congress doesn't want to have to pay for long-term care.
I mean, they looked at it and when they were looking at the Affordable Care Act, and there was just no way to generate enough money.
Oh, yeah. Scary-looking numbers.
Yeah, and then in the article, the fourth thing that they looked at where an annuity might make sense is in this case where the goal is accumulation of capital. Where the goal is accumulation of capital, does an immediate annuity make sense?
No, it's a payout.
Because you're paying it out.
Yeah, because it's a way of liquidating money. It's not accumulating money. But deferred annuities can be a way of accumulating capital. And as you had said, Congress had done some special things with annuities. A deferred annuity is tax deferred. And so you don't pay any taxes. It earns earnings inside of the contract until you start taking the money out. Now, the ramification of that is you can't take it out before age 59 and a half without penalty to the government because they're allowing you to accumulate tax deferred. But an annuity, a deferred annuity, is a good accumulation vehicle. Is it the only accumulation vehicle you should have? Well,
probably not.
Probably not.
Mm-hmm.
There are some people they decide that that's how they want to accumulate money.
And I think most commonly, at least I have seen these as an additional way of doing that. In other words, that individual may have cash on the sidelines, mm-hmm. and if they need to access it for something, they've got it. They don't have to go into this contract and have any penalties and additional taxes or anything like that. I do believe that this is not for everybody, but they are another tool, as you were saying, Jamie.
Yeah, you shouldn't like or dislike. It's just another financial tool. In addition to that, we've talked about immediate annuities and deferred annuities, and generally we've been talking about fixed products. Mm-hmm. Now, there are other types of annuity products out there, like variable annuities, and if you are trying to accumulate capital, if you accumulation of capital is the goal, and you want to preserve your principal, a variable annuity might not be good for you,
mm-hmm.
because the principal is not guaranteed inside of a variable annuity.
And it's like there's lots of riders you can put on these annuities.
Yeah, we're just trying to keep it simple.
Yeah,
here, so.
Exactly. And then some of them have various investments that you can make inside of them, all sorts of things.
It's kind of like a car. You want a car? Okay, now what options do you want on the car? What model? What style? Yeah. What are you using it for?
And so the key point is, like we said at the very beginning, generalizations about annuities, that they're good or bad, simply don't apply.
Mm-hmm.
There's too many other things that go into it, and to generalize about one specific financial tool is dangerous.
Yeah, and one size does not fit all in this case, is what you're saying. And maybe it doesn't fit you listening in particular.
Yeah,
but
you may have an aversion to it simply for whatever reason, and you'll never trust it, and you don't trust it, you shouldn't have it.
Well, exactly. So again, not for everyone, and you have to really and truly find out how this particular investment vehicle, this annuity, works. Do you need immediate money out of it? Do you need longer term money out of it? Maybe you don't want any money out of it and you're putting it in as a tool for the future, maybe future family situations, etc. So varying ways of structuring things. But this is what we do as financial planners, because not everyone we talk to should have an annuity, or it doesn't match up with what their goals are. So if you're dealing with someone, please be sure that you're explaining all these things, and as you're going through this process with financial planning, that they understand where you stand on some of these things, and you come up with what your needs are today, tomorrow, and on into the future. All right, when we come back, going to get, hopefully, to some really interesting information for those of you looking at college for yourself or someone that you know and love.
Or even your grandkids.
Maybe your grandkids, yeah. So what's the best deal? We'll talk about that when we come back. Meantime, got a question? Here's our radio number, private line 800-332-7879. This is the Money Makeover Show from Neil Financial Group.
How does a no-stress Thanksgiving meal sound? H-E-B and Brenham is here to make your Thanksgiving a breeze with their Meal Simple Feasts. Choose from honey-cured spiral ham and smoked or oven-roasted turkey breast to be enjoyed with their traditional sides, from creamy mashed potatoes to green bean casserole. And all you have to do is heat, serve, and enjoy with Brenham H-E-B's Meal Simple Feast. Place your Thanksgiving orders by November 25th. Order online today at heb.com.
Hi, this is Maurice Graber with WC Tractor. We're now at our new Kubota location, 5435 Highway 290 East, just outside of Brenham. I invite you to come see me and our staff at our new dealership and let us show you all of our quality Kubota products, from mowers to RTV, utility vehicles, construction equipment, and tractors, from our L Series to our large M7 models. We have the tools to help you get your work done. Again, please come see us at WC Tractor, your local Kubota dealer. Let us help you with your equipment needs, and we thank you for your business.
Los Cabos Mexican Grill and Steakhouse is Brenham's most popular dining tradition. Experience the delicious fusion of Texas and Old Mexico with the very best in fajitas, steak, shrimp, enchiladas, and enormous tacos al carbon wrapped in their handmade tortillas. Monday through Friday, lunch specials come with free chili con queso from 11 till 2. Their famous Sunday prime rib will melt in your mouth as you enjoy the best margaritas around. Have a wedding or special event? Los Cabos can cater it. Stop in up on the hill at 2800 Highway 36 South across from Walmart. Los Cabos, open daily in Brenham.
When you're looking for home health care, you want a company with a reputation of reliability, expertise, and compassion. You want Golden Years Home Care Specialist. Being an extension of medical care and health facility in your home, their licensed and certified staff do not waver in their mission of providing you with daily care, protection, and relief. Call them today at 979-251-7705 or visit their website at goldenyearshomecarespecialist.com. Golden Years Home Care Specialist, serving Brenham and their surrounding counties.
Looking for a reputable pharmacy? Medical Arts in Brenham is a full-service pharmacy with a reputation of quality products and prompt personal service. Taking care of people is Medical Arts' priority. Whether you're standing at the counter or calling on the phone, you'll always get prompt service. Medical Arts at 207 East Academy Street offers prescription services, home delivery, diabetic supplies, and much more. So for fast, reliable service, go to Medical Arts, your hometown pharmacy. Visit their website, medicalartsdrugco.com, or call 979-836-3687.
It's Brenham Cub playoff football on KWHI. It's on to the area round of the Region 4 5A Division 2 playoffs after the Cubs defeated Medina Valley Friday night and Alice defeated Mercedes. So it's the Cubs and the Alice Coyotes as they're set to do battle Friday night at 7:30 at Comalander Stadium in San Antonio. Join us for all the action. 7 o'clock pregame on AM 1280 KWHI, FM 101.7 and KWHI.com.
This is John Deans, Brenham, Washington County Crime Stoppers. We have over $50,000 in our reward fund, so it's time to clean up the county. So we're now offering $1,000 guaranteed in cash, tax-free, for any tip that leads to arrest or indictment of a felony crime or capture of a wanted felon. That's right. Drop a dime on the slime and get $1,000 in cash in a matter of days. It's all anonymous. We don't know who you are, and we don't care. If there are bad guys dealing and stealing and running from the law, let Crime Stoppers know. We'll put one large in your hands. Call us at 836-TIPS. That's 836-8477. Stay safe.
I'm Josh Bloschke, news director for KWHI Radio. There's a story you would like us to report, an incident you would like investigated, or even a new business that you know is opening soon. I invite you to let us know about it. You can contact the KWHI news staff by email, news@kwhi.com, leave a news tip on our website, kwhi.com, or call us at 979-836-3655. All news tips are welcome because we're KWHI, AM 1280 and FM 101.7, where the news comes first.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
All right, welcome back to the last few minutes of today's edition of the Money Makeover Show from Neil Financial Group. Again, we have two offices, one in Houston, right near the Galleria, just far enough away to avoid the worst traffic on St. James Place. And we have another one for Central Texas in Brenham, downtown on Main Street, just across from the courthouse. Here is our phone number. Come in for that free review, or you can call us and just ask some questions, and we're glad to help you. Here is our number, 979-836-2903, 979-836-2903. All right, last few minutes of the program for today. I did have a client of mine who's got somebody in the family, one of their kids is getting ready to go to college, and they're still looking around at what the best deal might be for a college education for this particular young person. And just out today is a survey by Georgetown University Center on Education and Workforce. They checked out 4,500 colleges and really asking the question, is it worth it? What kind of return do you get on these investments? Of the 10 colleges with the best long-term net economic gain 40 years after graduation, 40 years, a 40-year period, all of those are four-year colleges, four-year institutions. Eight are private nonprofits, and so you might imagine this might be the case over the long haul. But the colleges that predominantly offer certificates or associate's degrees have the highest return on investment just 10 years after enrollment.
That's a big difference.
You're spending less money, more than likely, and you're getting a degree that lets you start immediately earning some pretty good dough. So this is on the two-year smaller institutions. Of the 10 colleges, again, with the best long-term 40-year gains, those are the four-year institutions. Eight more are private nonprofit institutions. Now, interestingly, two public four-year institutions with the highest return in the top 10 are the Maine Maritime Academy and the U.S. Merchant Marine Academy. Now, I would not have guessed that, but they have the best long-term returns. Two four-year private colleges, the St. Louis College of Pharmacy and Albany College of Pharmacy and Health Sciences, made the top 10 for short-term and long-term returns on investment.
I suppose once you get that degree, you go to work right away.
Mm-hmm. So it's really interesting to see this breakdown here. This survey has those colleges, the two pharmacy colleges, Massachusetts College of Pharmacy, and then followed by MIT, Massachusetts Institute of Technology, Stanford University, Maine Maritime Academy, Harvard, United States Merchant Marine Academy, Babson College, and Georgetown University. But, you know, they're still saying if you want immediate bang for the buck here, you're going to go to a two-year institution.
For most people, yes. That would be the way to do it.
And start earning money. And plus, you're spending less money up front. I think that has a lot to do with it as well. So, there you go.
That's why some of the junior colleges are so big now.
Oh, yeah. They're a good deal.
Yep.
They are a good deal. Yeah. You know, we have Blinn here in Brenham. That's a really, you know, a really good deal. And then it was interesting about the maritime and pharmacy thing, because maritime would be, well, eventually those guys probably become captains.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And, well, and they also, I have one graduate of one of those maritime institutions, and he has a close to $1 billion maritime shipping company that he built from the ground up. Right. Okay. Thanks for listening to us. If you've got questions, call us at the office, 979-836-2903.
See you Wednesday.
The show you have just been listening to is sponsored by the Neal Financial Group and does not reflect the view of KWHI or its advertisers. The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. You should consult a financial professional when considering making investments in the financial markets. Financial markets may involve risks. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Nothing said on this show is intended to or should be considered an offer or solicitation to buy or sell any security. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Should you have more questions, please visit the website at neilfinancial.com or call their Brenham office at 979-836-2903.